Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info at LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, August 7th. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Is this a special date for you? Can you think of anything special that happened on August 7th? There's probably
nothing.
August 7th? Right. Can you think of anything like an event, a special day? Or is it just a day special for birthdays? But nothing
that
I can think
special.
Of.
Every day is special.
Yeah, that's true.
Every August 7th is special.
Exactly. And since we are people that are always happy, then every day is a good day for us.
Every day is perfect.
Yeah.
Every day is perfection and sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, there you go. No guests today, so you guys are going to get a big dose of us today.
Oh.
So we'll have to...
You're welcome, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Although we've had some interesting guests here, can't deny that.
Yeah, last week was a good week for guests.
A good week and full of cannabis-related stuff.
Yes.
Well, excuse me, what is it? My throat is very dry this morning. A little on the irritated side.
Oh, no. Mm. Got to stick to the edibles.
I do. I didn't smoke anything.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
That's what's
there you
doing
go.
It.
I don't think so, though. I got to tell you, though, because when I smoke cigarettes, I don't cough. When I smoke weed, I cough
a
lot.
You got to get
know?
Sam to stop smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. That's going to help, right?
I know.
I mean, no, the thing is this, really. When you smoke marijuana, you keep it inside your lungs. Sometimes you take too much smoke and then you start coughing.
I've never met anyone
imagine.
Who's died from weed.
No, like I mean, I'm not saying died, but I think...
Or gotten cancer from... Weed.
What about, like, emphysema and shit like this? Like,
I don't know.
Like
I would be curious to see what the studies are for emphysema for people who smoke weed versus who smoke cigarettes.
Right, and all kinds of lung problems and shit like that. So I don't know. But I've always felt that marijuana has made me cough just as much as cigarettes. But whatever. But since we are on this, let's get all the marijuana talk out of the way. Did you hear about this company that bought a town in California?
I heard about that.
And they plan a pot paradise there, folks. For $5 million, they bought a town has 20 people currently
that's
living
crazy.
There.
Pot Vegas.
I mean,
I don't know if that's what
is this like ingenious or what? For $5 million, this place is going to make billions.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. It's
wow.
the future.
Now watch how everybody's running to do the same thing.
Or we'll an island. Next, we need a pot island.
Right.
Somewhere.
I know.
Someone buy it.
Pot cruises. That would be cool, right?
Genius.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. That'd be such a good idea rather than, like, because you go to these all-inclusive cruises. They let you bring, like, 2 bottles of alcohol on board. I always, like, manage to sneak some other stuff in.
Yeah.
Just the marijuana. But
yeah, that's true. Well, if you stay within America, if I go to Mexico, I'm not taking shit with me. Are you kidding?
That's where I took it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That takes a lot of cojones, let me tell you.
You know, whatever. So people travel unknowingly without it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah. I traveled unknowingly when I went to Tahoe. Yeah, no, I left...
I have to get my medicine.
Yeah. I know, but there were rough times, and you got to remember, not everybody is the U.S., so... You go to to Mexico, they catch you with some weed, you might actually go to jail.
Yeah.
So I don't want to take those chances. But you're right. I did sneak some weed into the last cruise I went on, and that was like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually would go on the deck and smoke and stuff, like away from
so
people
much
and
than
stuff,
getting
right?
Drunk all the
Isn't
time,
that cool?
You know?
I know. It's like we need it everywhere.
The food, the eating on these cruises are, I mean, you're always eating.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Eating and smoking and drinking, having sex, I mean, and listening to music and talking. I mean, yeah. So we're obviously romancing the fuck out of this drug, but what can you do? You know, I mean, there you go. But at any rate, I think that something like this is going to draw like fucking hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be like Disneyland for adults.
Right. So we'll see. But still, remember, it's still illegal on the federal level. What are they going to do? Build this whole fucking town?
Yeah, but Jeff Sessions, his like anti-marijuana task force recommended that he doesn't do anything.
Really?
To the like law. They don't want to go after it.
Good. They would be crazy to do so.
Yeah. So I'm not worried about
I mean,
weed.
The genie is out of the bottle. You can't, you know, like they say, the toothpaste's out of, toothpaste is out of the tube. You can't put it back in.
People from both sides of the political spectrum love weed. Right. And just because, you know, Jeff Sessions, who literally lives like 30 years behind the rest of us, at least, you know, or 50, like he's like, I think he just, you know, time went on and Jeff Sessions just like stayed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I do. I do. And we'll see if, we'll see if that, you know, if something good happens out of it. I don't know. If they just, I guess, even if they don't legalize it on the federal level, just keep, leave us alone and let us do our thing on the state level and the hell with it. Nobody's getting hurt from this. Have they not figured this out yet?
That's not the issue. I just think that they're,
like big pharma and stuff?
Yeah.
That could be too, but I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think they have that much influence to the point where the government can't change something like
this? It's not that they can't. It's just they put a lot of money into fighting it.
Right. But the government still might say, you know, the hell with this. There's got to be somebody who says, enough of this.
They're trying. Cory Booker introduced like an anti, introduce legislation so that weed becomes federally like legal or decriminalized. I don't know what the wording is, but he introduced legislation for it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe we're moving in the right direction.
On the federal level, yeah.
Yeah. But this brings us to just remind everybody, we have that Emerald Exchange this weekend, right?
I will be at Emerald Exchange in Malibu on Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. doing comedy and rolling up joints and whatever else they want me
How
to
cool
do.
How cool is that, huh?
But you know what's funny? Doing comedy for people who are stoned is so different than doing comedy for people who are drunk.
Really?
It's easier to do it for people who are
drunk. Yeah, huh? They laugh at everything.
People who are stoned want to laugh at like physical comp. They want to laugh at like funny physical things. Like,
oh, okay.
Whereas like people who are drinking, well, they're just loose. They laugh at any, you know what I mean? Whereas like you're stoned, it's like delayed. they're laughing, but they're not laughing. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're thinking about it
exactly.
First.
So I'm like, I've realized that there's a challenge there for me because I don't know what to do.
You might get a delayed reaction.
Well, my jokes just don't. They're not like stoner joke. You know, like when you're stoned, you don't.
Then just, maybe prepare some. I don't know.
Well, no. I have to figure. I have to use a different approach.
Yeah. Put on a different style. Why not?
Maybe I need to just do more crowd work. Maybe I just need to interact with the audience rather than tell
that
the
for
jokes.
Sure. You know. Yeah. Definitely. I think that can always help. So you're going to roll joints and mingle and stuff and do comedy from 5 to 6 on Saturday.
Yes, and if you would like to go to the event, go to emeraldexchange.com and put in my promo code Wolfie, W-O-L-F-I-E, all caps, and you get 10% off tickets.
Okay. Emerald Exchange, right? I want to bring that up real quick because I want to see.
EmeraldExchange.com.
Okay. So this is going to be in Malibu here.
Yes,
so obviously you have to be in L.A.
It's in Malibu. It's a
it
very,
took me
very
to nationalcar.com. What the fuck?
Emerald Exchange.
No, but I know I put it in, but there's a redirect.
Malibu.
So what I'm going to do is instead of that, I'm just going to do a Google.
Yeah. Google Emerald Exchange Malibu.
Right. Malibu. And there it is. And we're going to find it. It's because it's Emerald Exchange CA .com.
Yeah, probably for reason.
Right.
Whatever reason. But Yeah.
Okay, so it's from Mendo to Malibu.
Right. It's all outdoor, highlighting outdoor products and companies from Northern California that are all sun grown and organically grown.
Right.
And it's a very top shelf, high end, exclusive event. Not, I mean, you can buy tickets, but
right.
It's for people who enjoy cannabis and are interested in seeing what the beautiful products from Northern California
right.
have to offer.
Wow. That, I mean, I'm looking forward to something like this. Now, I'm on the website, and you can get tickets online.
Does my promo code work? Try it.
Okay, I will. Let me see. So the price, parking is $20 for each day. Now, Sunday brunch, okay, we don't want brunches. We just want passport experience. $250. Oh, passport experience. Okay, let's go to the bottom. General admission, Saturday only, Sunday only, $100. Okay, I'm going to go Sunday. And I'm going to do one ticket because you want to see if your promo code works?
Yes.
Okay. Is this really, really smart to do online? No, I don't think so. Let's fucking not do it now. Huh?
What do you mean? Do you think?
I mean, we're doing this online and people can't follow what I'm doing.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just saying, go to the... confirm with me if it works or not.
Oh, okay. But it takes a process, right? So, I don't know. Well, you probably have to put your credit card in and all that stuff. Yeah.
It won't let you see what
it is.
Yeah,
I can't do it right now. Yeah, you see payment and name and everything.
There should be promo code. Anyways.
No, there will be, I'm sure. But it only gives it to you after you give them the information.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Usually they
But that's okay. But from what I saw, a posting by Molly, I think.
Molly will be there.
Yeah, but a posting that you can't get in if you don't have a ticket in advance. Like, they don't have tickets at the door. Is that true?
I don't think there's a door ticket type of thing.
Right, right. So you have to actually go there mm-hmm. and to the website.
Yes.
But definitely a time to be there. Also, Saturday, if you guys are available earlier in the day and you want to come and visit us in Manhattan Beach, we're putting some hosts together. We got the booth, and whoever can come is welcome. It's an amazing event. All the food and drink is included for I think $55 a person, so you get to be in a movie studio, and it's going to be very fun. I mean, everybody's going to be there, so we're going to be there broadcasting. If you're not in LA, at least you can tune in right here on LA Talk Radio and listen to what's going on. It's going to be a great, unusual event, all live.
Don't forget, the Burbank Comedy Festival kicks off this Sunday. I'm in a show.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a show on Sunday. I'm getting the name of it, which one it is on Sunday. Yes, Sunday night at 10 p.m. I'm at Flappers Burbank for the Burbank Comedy Festival for Sunday night stand-ups.
Good. So you're keeping busy, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad. I'm glad to see you on Flappers is a good place, and, you know, you were at the Comedy Store and all that. Do you ever get invited to the Improv?
I haven't.
No?
I performed on a showcase there once, but I haven't yet. I want to get into the Improv.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't you just have to go and submit or something?
I believe I have to audition, but no. I'm perfecting
You just haven't done it yet.
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Working on it.
Yeah, do it. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people go through there, and comparing your stuff to other people, it should be very easy for you to get in. A lot of people are not funny there. I don't know what it is. But I don't go there very much for comedy. It's just that there's other events. Sometimes Sheena Middle here on the station does like live broadcasts and with like famous guests and things like that. So it's always cool. But we have a lot of places to go to in LA. You know, that's one thing about living here.
There's
you never run out.
Of,
yeah, never run out of things to do. So if you want to come to L.A., what the hell? You know, we've got 4 million. We'll take another one.
Exactly.
We can handle everything. We're already accustomed to the traffic, so
there you go. Speak for
yourself. Well, I don't know. I've learned lately that I'm just not in a rush. I take my time. And when you know you're going to get there at a certain time, there's no reason to rush. So you take your time, listen to the music, just go do the stop-and-go shit. And you get there eventually, you know. Mm-hmm. But to fight it and to start changing lanes, and that's crazy, you know. It doesn't get you anywhere.
No, yeah. I just driving in LA is, you need therapy.
Yeah, you need therapy here in LA.
To be
I guess.
Able to successfully drive is just, or just meditation.
Perhaps. Yeah, yeah. It's what they say, soul crunching. Is that what they say?
Crushing.
Yes. Soul crushing. I'm sorry. I've heard it once and I thought, what a great fucking description, you know?
Crunching and crushing.
Yeah, whatever.
It's bad.
But it does affect your soul in an adverse way.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so nice weekend in LA. It wasn't too hot.
I was at the Ventura County Fair last night.
Where?
What did we do all
County
day?
Fair?
The Ventura County Fair, yeah.
Yeah, was it nice?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was taking place. That's a cool place to go.
We also, Ben and I went to Lake Casitas.
Which is up, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's like up north near like Ojai or up there.
Right.
And we rented a boat.
Oh, there's boat rentals there?
Went out on the boat, yeah.
Oh, how cool is that?
Crazy, right?
Well, thanks for telling me. Now I can go.
Yeah, super fun.
There's a few lakes around here that are cool, you know? Wow, that's
very cool. Then we went to the Ventura County Fair. We went on a couple rides. I went on this one ride that I regretted going on immediately after.
Really?
Held you upside down.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, this is horrifying.
Whoa. Upside down.
Yeah, we went for barbecue right before that, and I was like, burped barbecue for like 3 hours after that. It was so gross.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, I mean, it's funny because I brought up a story about theme park rides and or state fairs. And remember the one we talked about last week where the gondola fell off this ride in Ohio State Fair? So now they're saying it was caused by corrosion.
Oh, wow.
So you tell me. I mean, don't you think they would inspect it all the time? Corrosion takes years.
That's funny you said that because we were, after we got off the ride, we went and got a churro. Which he got one. I didn't get one because I couldn't even eat. I couldn't
think right?
I was walking by people carrying all this like delicious food, which now sounds delicious. But at the time, I was like, this is gross. I can't have it.
You've been through a blender.
I was like, I need like to lay down for 3 hours after
that right?
ride. The ladies at the churro line said that one of the rides were shut down because it stopped upside down and the guy was stuck up there for 45 minutes.
Wow.
And that the ride operators are trained to actually get people down,
right?
But that since someone called the cops and the ambulances, they were legally not allowed to go up and do it, so they had to wait for the fucking cops to get there. So I'm just like, why?
Yeah, I know.
I do these things.
Don't go on these things, man. I mean, you know, I can understand Magic Mountain, Disneyland. Those are probably inspected
these
very
were
closely.
Like, I'm like, this is a why did I do this? Why didn't we go here?
I know. It's so funny that you did.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I love those rides in the moment, and then after I hate them.
Yeah, I know. I went on all the rides when my kids were small, but now, no need.
I keep my eyes closed the whole time.
Really?
What's the point?
Yeah, why
I pay
are you
for this
going?
Ride. I don't even keep my eyes open. I'm the worst.
Oh, wow, man. Wow. So I have a lot of news here.
Pull it up.
We'll get to news. You know what I wanted to talk about? It's funny because we were talking about weed all last week, and then Friday we talked about a different kind of weed. That was
seaweed.
Like that seaweed that's like overtaking the coral reefs.
Yep.
And it's like a mutated plant, so that people mutated in the lab, and then it just like spreads and it does no there has like no benefit to the
nutritional benefit,
right? Mm-hmm. So Emerald Exchange, I mean, I'm definitely planning on going. You know what, $100, I'll pay it. If you can,
really good. You get discounts and
probably
a
get
bunch of free stuff.
Dabbing and all this shit, right? I mean, are they gonna have places to smoke and all that?
You can smoke there,
right? Yeah. Exactly, it's outdoors, right? Yeah, wow, yeah. Don't miss that if you're into this stuff, man. This is like a big event. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to put your code in. Why not? I might as well, right? If I buy a ticket,
yeah,
I'll put one in. $10 off?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Or I think it's like 10% off.
That's so from 100.
Right. That's so $10. The more, so if you get more, you know, if you get the parking, it's more, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But for one ticket, it's that. And then I saw they have all kinds of VIPs and special deals and things like that. So that's pretty cool. In Malibu, you can't beat Malibu.
Never.
I'm so excited.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Cool. So you're going to be there the whole weekend? Saturday, Sunday?
I'll just be there Saturday because Sunday I'm going to be at the Burbank Comedy Festival.
Oh, and that's like a whole day?
It's at night.
Okay.
It's I do want to go and see some of the events. They have like workshops and stuff.
Yeah.
For comics that you can take advantage of and go and support other comedians and whatnot.
So. Okay, they have workshops for the cannabis too, though, right? Over there, it's
there's so many events going on at Emerald Exchange, like. I'm like overwhelmed. I'm like, how am I going to get to see all of them?
Right.
There's a lot of yoga, meditation, art.
It's almost like a convention, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're going to start to see a lot of these like co-op, pop-up type cannabis events because there's no real other place for them to gather other than like San Bernardino, which is for like the cannabis cups and whatnot. And we all have to trek out there, which is horrible.
Yeah.
So to be able to go to a place like Malibu and
this will be classier for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. So you get what you pay for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah. All right. So, one more thing. I wanted to say that you showed me that friend of yours from Instagram, right? And you did a show with that girl. What's her name? Like you did, you have a video on Instagram right now that you guys did.
Which one?
You're sitting with a girl. What's her name? I don't know. With a D.
Oh, Della.
Della.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about her. She like became what? Like a big Instagram.
She's.
I saw you had like thousands of views on there.
Yeah.
Right? Or hundreds of thousands.
Della is a comic. She's super funny. She's from Texas. And she's also, she does a ton of other things. She's marketing, model, beautiful girl. She came out here to do comedy, and she's big on Instagram and social media. She has a following, is what I'm saying. Her and I did a video together on Friday for The Chive, which is a multimedia website that's like catered towards like veterans, but like it's a entertainment website. Have you heard of The Chive?
No. Since you said something about it.
Yeah, it's been around for years. Like, my cousins down south, like, were like, I love The Chive. It's
really
popular in different parts of the country and with different pockets of people. Like, veterans love The Chive.
Okay.
They're very, like, good to veterans and geared towards them. But anyway, so it's an entertainment website. They love hot women and they love humor. And so I had done a video with them a couple weeks ago with my friend Mike Glazer, who's also a funny comic. And I had the connection from that, and I had this other idea I wanted to pitch for them for a video, and it logistically wasn't good. So they're like, how about we do this instead?
Right.
And they were like, would you get another female? And they already had worked with Della, because Della has worked with a bunch of big brands and whatever. So I was like, I suggested her. I was like, what about Della? We're, you know.
Yeah, and then they see her following. They're like, yeah, sure.
Well, no. They've already, they know Della. They've worked with her.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They know who
okay.
she is. So I thought she would be good because it was an Ask Me Anything, an AMA.
Okay.
About love, relationships, and sex.
I love that stuff. Ask Me Anything.
Which I guess they had never done that type of stuff before, the AMA type thing. And it did really well. I mean, it's gotten, you know, it's already over 100,000 views.
So it gets people involved and stuff.
Well, we were just taking questions from mainly males, but it could have been from anyone. What they have always wanted to ask women, like anything, just ask us. And we got a lot of really good questions.
Oh,
we got some weird ones, and then we got some, you know. There's
how long is the video? Or
it was just like 25 minutes or 20 minutes because, you know.
I try to hold people's attention for more than that.
Right.
It's
they said
hard.
We could go for an hour, and I'm like, I don't know if we could go for an hour. It's a little long. But it was fun. It was a good.
It's good. You get the audience involved, you're going to get interaction. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I got all these. I'm totally into Instagram now, so I'm gonna like into learning everything about it, trying different things. And there's all these great apps. I mean, you just go into the app store, you put in Instagram, you get a million like add-ons and stuff that lets you do amazing things, you know, and you can really manage what you have.
Beware of the like fake followers and stuff.
Right.
Don't ever buy followers. Don't ever.
No. That's not what I mean. I don't mean the ones with the buy followers.
What add-ons are you talking
about? I mean, okay, I totally don't talk. I'm not talking about the paid ones, because the paid ones never make sense. You know, even if you have a lot, you haven't to look at people that don't interact with you. Probably people that are boring accounts or that never post anything or whatever, right?
Like bot accounts.
And then you can be exposed one day when Instagram does a shake up like they did before.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to get rid of all the fake ones, and you're going to be left with your pants around your knees, the whole world seeing that you actually bought followers.
Yeah.
And that's not a proud thing to do. So what I'm saying is, though, no, I showed it to you. Like, it shows you what people leave you, what people follow, but you don't follow back.
I used to have that account, but I didn't like it.
No?
I think it's unhealthy.
Oh, okay. Well, to me, it shows me, like, who joins, so then I can say, okay, I'll join them. Although Instagram shows it to you, too.
Yeah, your Instagram already shows that, but right. I don't like seeing who unfollows me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I don't, if it's someone that I'm like, I like this person.
It's usually not people that like you, I don't think. What I do is I'll start following people, and then I realize, who is this person? Or I don't know him anymore. And but that's a bad thing to do. Somebody told me.
I have friends who also had the same experience as me, is like, they'll have that app. And
right.
It's unhealthy for them, because they see people who they are like, why would you unfollow me?
Right.
And then it causes them to feel like, okay, awkward, because I have to see this person every day, and they unfollowed me off social media.
Right, right.
So it's like, I deleted the app. I don't give a fuck about who doesn't want to follow me.
That's true. I mean, if there's some people that I think should be following me and they don't, I unfollow them.
Right, and it's all stupid anyways. Like, that app, I hate.
It is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all of the social media is fucking stupid, man, but we love it. We love it.
Not only do we love it, but it's entire. People make money off of it.
Yeah, right.
I went to school for marketing and social media. Like, I have no choice. I'm using my degree. I have to. You know.
I know. Wow. Yeah. I mean, you grew up into this rather early on. Mm-hmm. You know. And yeah. Wow. But yeah, there was a world before the internet too.
I missed that world.
You did, huh?
Totally.
I don't know. What year were you born?
87.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you, I mean, you've been around for a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was around before text messaging.
Yeah. Before cell phones still.
Yeah.
Yeah, before cell phones.
Well, I was like alive when they had the giant gray one.
Right.
And the black.
And then they had the flip phone from Motorola, which was amazing. Yeah, everybody
the Razor,
loved that one.
And then the Nokia, where you could play Snake. Like, the evolution of the cell phone
is amazing.
And
right?
My mind was blown when they came out with the iPhone.
Right? I mean, the iPhone.
It was like a computer.
Everybody's mind was blown. I mean, exactly. A computer in your hand, in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can give it all to Steve Jobs, even if you don't want to. You have to. It was his vision.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't the first time. I mean, when he brought the Mac out, that was totally unexpected, totally different from everything else.
It wasn't even well received, the Mac.
Right, in the beginning, And yeah, it was just like a little brick with a very small screen.
Uh-huh.
But man, I mean, it did things that the PC couldn't do.
True.
And the rest is history, you know. I mean, look at the Mac now. Amazing, amazing. So the history of computers is very fascinating to me. I've read several books from different perspectives, because I sort of grew up with the evolution of the PC, which is the personal computer. It was introduced by it really all started in 1980.
I like how you explained to me what the PC was.
No, some people don't know what PC is. Did you know that? When you say PC, they don't know that it means personal computer.
Wow.
Yeah. No, and that's why I said, not that you don't, but it was funny to me, because the other day I was reading something that they said the young generation doesn't know what a PC is. And I thought, well, I don't know.
Oh, because they all have laptops what a PC and desktops.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And they don't call them PC, because the reason they've called them that is because IBM came out with the IBM PC in 1981. And that changed everything. So it just stayed with it. So people started calling it, instead of personal computer, a PC, you know, because, and it was called a personal computer because before that, you only had big, huge computers in institutions. So this revolutionized everything. But although Apple had one before that, you know, like the Apple II. And did you have that one when you grew up? No, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was 1970 something. Yeah, yeah. So but if you're like a geek, not necessarily you, but I'm just saying listeners in general, there's a few good books on the history, including the biography of Steve Jobs, and books on Bill Gates, and also some about Google, but even companies that came a lot before that.
Right.
You know, to see like how there was many companies that were leading the market, and now they're like nobody or they disappeared. Which was very interesting.
Well, the whole history of, like, you're right. I watched a good documentary about, like, the beginnings of, like, PC and Mac and, like, it's, like, I forget what it is, but it's not a documentary, but it was, like, a recreation of the, I don't know, but it's interesting, the history, because they all, I think, used to be friends and stuff, right? They
some of them did, and they were friends, and then they became
adversaries. There's, like, backstabbing.
Yeah, there's always shit like that, you know, but I'm a technology geek, so I like that. But my point is, if you ever get to be in the Bay Area near San Francisco, go to Mountain View and go to the computer museum. They have a computer museum there. And you see everything that I'm talking about right now from the beginning. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable.
But computers were like the size of entire rooms.
Right. So, and then they became, you know, personal computers. You can have it on your desk and stuff, but they couldn't really communicate. So then they came out with networks, which connected the computers together in a, you know, in like the same room, the same building, the same whatever. But there was still no internet.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet really opened up everything. Mm-hmm. And now every computer is in access to all the rest of the computers in the world.
Right.
So that opened up everything. But I'm telling you, you used to go to a computer store and buy software in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and take it and read the manual and everything. Today it's so different. Man. What a world. But you know what? Look, it makes me feel old sometimes, but at the same time I'm saying, God, you know, I experienced worlds that have changed so dramatically, and my parents even more so. You know, my parents came from poverty in the 30s.
That's crazy.
In the 40s, you know.
They've seen so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's North Korea? We have to talk about that.
Yeah. What about them?
North Korea, U.S. will pay dearly for sanctions.
Well, they've always been saying that. I mean, look, rhetoric they've got a lot of, but we do have to think what we're going to do about them. We have to do something. We can't just let them go crazy like this. Playing around with nuclear bombs when they're like an outcast of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. So did you hear about this one? People continue to send dick pics to women. Eric Bolling, I guess, suspended from Fox News.
I saw that.
After lewd texting scandal. So this
Seems
guy...
Seems to be everyone at Fox News, though.
Right. What the fuck is going on with Fox?
Because this has been going on for years. They hire a bunch of pompous assholes.
They do, right?
Who like are horrible towards women and just are ruining... I mean, I remember when Fox News's... slogan was fair and balanced,
right?
Like that and was they just when like Fox was like, I hate to use the word respectable, but like they at least looked somewhat more like a legitimate news program. Like Fox News is just you're laughing at the people reporting the news because you know simply what they're saying is not. They're the worst actors because they repeat bullshit. They just repeat like some of the most horrifying, vile, mean, racist, misogynistic.
Who does? The anchors do?
The anchors. Yeah, like they had Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity. I mean, these are
Right, but those are opinion. Okay, I get
right,
what you're saying.
Okay, you won't see anchors too. On other news channels who are like
right.
who are misogynistic. I mean, like, you would never see Anderson Cooper come out on a misogynistic. I mean,
yeah, that's
true. But
you
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's
a certain level of, like, integrity and class that some of the other news stations possess that I just think Fox News is more of, like, a satirical piece of work.
Well, it's become, a fodder for laughter.
There's, like, one anchor on there that is somewhat level-headed. I think he's on around the lunch hour or whatnot.
Yeah, Fox. Is his name Fox something?
No, it's not Fox something. It's, if you said his name, I would be like, yeah, and he's the only one who calls out everyone else's BS.
Not Fox. What the fuck am I talking about?
It's on
about?
Fox, though.
No, I know. It's like, I'll tell you. Yeah, but I'll tell you what his name is. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's got dark hair.
And he's handsome and everything. Right.
And like, he's the only one. And I'm like, why do you even go to work? Well, you should probably switch teams. You know, or just like, I guess, because even CNN puts on, like, the girl. There's one girl they had. Kaylee or whatever, she was not my favorite. Clearly a supporter of the current administration, and it was so sad to just see her in a round table full of people who are, like, completely level-headed on both sides of the political spectrum, Republican and Democrat, to call certain people out. And so she left CNN, I guess, last week, and is now working for the Trump propaganda news station.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So, but I want to go back to the dick pics things. I mean, the thing is, my question is this. First of all, why are you taking pictures of your dick in the first place? The second question
is... That is the world we live in.
Yeah. The second question is, why are you sending it to people knowing that this shit's going to happen and you're harassing them? And third, why would you do it knowing you're going to be all over the internet with your dick? I mean, do people have no respect for themselves? They don't give a shit?
Or each other.
Yeah. You know, but that's the thing. If you don't respect yourself, you can't respect others either. And the thing is that these people have absolutely no concept of consequences. You know, they don't think of, like, I'm fucking up big time here.
Because I don't think they will get caught.
Probably, but it's a state of mind that is like, I'm better or yes. above the law or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, that seems to be a trend at Fox News.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. So he was suspended pending the results of an investigation, they say. But he's denying it and all that stuff. But I wonder if he can deny it, if those pictures are going to come up. And he says, no, that's not my dick. Then they're going to have to, then they'll have him.
Also.
Can you imagine if they have to have him stand in court? Stroke his dick so it'll be hard so they can compare it to the picture and say, this is your dick?
Horrifying. Thank you for... please don't ever put that image in my head.
For that visual?
That was so offensive.
Really? Yeah. Well, but what if he's got a good-looking dick? I mean, that would still be offensive to you?
I don't know. Also...
Yeah, you're too intimately close to courthouses, maybe.
No, that would just never happen.
That's true. That's why I brought it up. Just funny to me.
Anyway. Did you hear about Usher? Two other people came forward saying that he gave them herpes, a guy and a girl.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. No, I never heard of that one. That's Usher.
Three people have now come forward saying that Usher has given them herpes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, how would you like that, man? You see, that's like when... herpes is not deadly, right? But do you think you can still sue somebody for giving it to you?
100%.
Yeah, right?
If you have something like that, you have to, like... I think you have to... If you know you have something like that, I think you have to disclose it to them legally.
Right?
Or contact your partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think so too.
You can definitely see for that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Big news, Aaron Carter comes out as a bisexual.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Now, have you followed him since he grew up? Because, I mean, I only remember him as a kid.
On and off.
So, has he been seen with women before?
Yes.
Okay. So, now he came out and he says at 13, he started to find boys and girls attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him. What can I say? But do you think people are really bisexual or they're gay and they can't like go all the way about it?
I think that society puts labels on things and it's hard to fit into a box. We had this conversation last week. I think that society socially constructs these ideas of gender and sexuality.
So are you saying that women and men are not different? Because you're saying society put it like that. So
that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, so explain.
I'm saying that society says that in the past that there are two genders, male and female, right?
Right.
Gender and sex are two different things, whatever. But when you put, but we're finding out there's more than just two different genders. There's a variety of genders. Some people are born with more chromosomes than the other. Some people are born with both parts. They're just born that way. Mm-hmm. But since society, us, we constructed that there is male and that there is female. And when we are discovering that there are things outside of that, it makes it hard for people to understand that maybe there are more to just being male and female, and that putting people in a box makes it like it alienates that there are other genders besides two. Just like when you say you're straight or gay or bisexual, now there's like LGBTQPRS, you know what I mean? There's all different kinds of things because we're discovering that there's more than just a label.
But when a person changes even their gender or sex from one to another, they go from woman to man or man to woman. There is no other sex that I can think of. I can think of different.
But sex and gender are two different
things. The chromosomes and all that I agree with. I do agree that, you know, people's sexuality probably is determined at birth.
Sex and gender are two different things.
How? Tell me. Because I don't know. We use them interchangeably, at least.
No, gender is like the physical, and the sex is what you are.
Okay.
So one is biology, and one is like...
like lifestyle or...
I don't know, but they're two different things. I took a human sexuality...
Well, that makes sense. Now I want to know the difference. Yeah, absolutely.
And...
okay, so can people change their gender? And are you saying there's more than two genders?
I think physically people are... You see that some people are born with both parts. Some people are born with more part, one part than
the
other.
Right, but those are very rare, right?
No, I think it happens... No, I think it happens probably more than we think. It's just we don't... when you're born... like, think about it. Some babies are born with both sex... with both genders.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
I may be saying it. One is one and one is the other, and they're not mutually... they're not the same.
Right.
I could be confusing. However, when a baby is born, sometimes if they're what they are called intersex, which means that they have both parts, the parents decide what the baby is physically going to be. But that does not mean that in their mind that's going to match what they were.
Right, born, but how many of those are there?
There's probably a lot. There's people coming out transgender every day because they're born.
Intersex.
Probably, I don't know. I don't know what
the. It's very rare.
I don't think that's rare.
But I think rare enough to say that it's not another gender. It's just a mix of two because of something that happened.
But it's not. But what I'm saying is, society was like, you're male if you have a penis, and you're female if you have a vagina. But some people are born with both, and some people are born with one more than the other.
Okay, but people are born as Siamese twins too. I mean, there's a lot of things like this that happen at birth. But my point is that you don't change the definition of something that's so basic as a gender.
Exactly. Some people are born with penises. Some people are born with vaginas, male, female, whatever. But there are other people out there who don't identify with either.
Right.
But Google what the percentage of intersex people are. They're probably a lot more than we think, and it's only because up until recently it probably wasn't talked about or studied because people don't come out and talk about these things because they're shamed about it because society has created these labels and these boxes.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I mean, even when we are born as babies, go into a toy store and see girls are catered to wear pink and
that's true. I mean,
and it's like, but we as a society made it that way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? There are all different kinds of people out there, and me, I'm a female, and I hate the color pink. Yeah, I would never pick that.
Right, right.
So it's like...
No, but that, okay, look, I agree with you about how we also, in culture...
Like, transgender people are, you know, that's a whole nother topic. And, like, I know a couple people who started off as one gender and became another because they didn't identify with what they were born with, because in their mind they were something different.
Right, right, yeah.
I mean, but the thing is like, we didn't have terms for these until recently, because we only knew people were born either male or female, or we assumed that.
Right, right. The Senate's like half, let's see, that's...
What's the percentage?
It's 0.05%. So that's pretty rare. So what I'm saying, though, these things do happen, but what I'm saying is, and not that we're not compassionate for them.
Well, exactly.
But,
in the case of Aaron Carter, I think, and think about it. The way he grew up was probably hypersexualized. His older brother was in, you know, one of the biggest boy bands of, you know, of that time.
Right.
And, or Backstreet Boys. Uh-huh. And so, like... You know, he was probably that's what he grew up idolizing. His brother was chased after women, you know, and whatever. And he thought maybe that was what was right or whatnot. But he said even at 13, so it's like,
yeah,
Hollywood's a little bit more of a liberal place. So I wouldn't be surprised hearing things like that.
Yeah. I'm just wondering about bisexual people, whether... You know,
I think
they have like a preferred sex, or is it different from one to another?
I also have a couple girlfriends one of my friends, she's a comic. She used to date this girl, and now she dates a guy.
Yeah.
And then I have another female friend who's a comic who was married to a woman, and now she's married to a man.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think that
very interesting.
I think that a lot of it has to do with, For the most part, society has taught us that if you're, you know, what we're supposed to like and what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to act. And I think there are a lot more bisexual people out there than we think and realize, but because they can't be themselves.
I think
sexuality is a lot more fluid than people think. And I think that we would see a lot, like, we'll probably see a lot more people like Aaron Carter and like Miley Cyrus and Kristen Stewart, who just date both. I mean...
Right, right. Well, more power to them. I mean, sex is sex, you know? And the thing is if you're attracted, you're attracted, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. So a couple more things before we go. I guess Chris Pratt, Anna Faris announced separation. I didn't know they were together. Didn't really matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll move on. I guess an Indian airline, this is interesting, is allowing now women that are flying solo, they can skip the middle seat. So they can choose not to sit in the middle if they're a solo flying woman. And I think this is obvious why, because in India, or let's just put it this way, women are not very safe there. And I think they realized if they sit in the middle, maybe it's not a good idea. You're surrounded by two guys. What the fuck are you going to do?
They should do that in all countries.
Well, I don't know about that. That would be like really pathetic.
Did you hear
pathetic.
Trump is going to end Obama-era restrictions on people suing nursing homes if their grandmas and grandpas or moms and dads are being abused in nursing homes? You can no longer sue them because Trump is going to end that Obama-era protection.
And why is he doing that?
Probably because he's a fucking asshole.
No, but what reason is he giving? Do we know?
Does he? Do we need a reason to end?
Maybe he's got a great friggin' reason. I want to hear it at least.
So basically, if your son or daughter put you in a nursing home and you were being abused,
right,
you would have no rights to sue.
Right, but I'm asking, why is he doing this? What is the benefit of this?
Why did we exit the Paris Climate Agreement?
Because he felt it's going to affect the economy and industry.
A terrible idea.
Okay, but there's a reason there that a lot of people agree with him.
I don't think a lot of people agree with him.
Listen. Okay.
Most people don't agree with him.
Well, but I don't know if it's most, but around the world also. I'm not just talking
most
here about climate
science
and stuff.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, climate change is a real thing. And
no, I agree. I don't argue with that. I think there's enough evidence to see that. But when you're asking why, I'm telling you, he's given a reason that at least can make sense, you know, in some, it's like, yeah, coal and this, we don't want to give it up. And
ending transgender people in the military was a good reason.
What was the reason? That they don't want to spend money on what? On
surgery. That
not on surgery, but also I think on retraining soldiers to learn to accommodate them and treat them as equal, no? Like re-education, whatever.
It doesn't cost
anything. Readjustment, no?
It's
for the rest of the military?
Barely costs. It's not. Okay. It's a non-issue.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know.
Well, like I said, we may not even be here in a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah.
After nuclear war with North Korea and Trump being in charge.
But then, so India did this. And then at the same time, India has just introduced the youngest female commander of a Boeing 777.
How old?
She's 30 years old.
Oh, wow.
And she's a pilot, yeah. She's a captain, and I guess she's the one that flies the plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she says she wanted to always be a pilot and everything, so congratulations to her. She applied for flying school she applied at the age of 17.
Oh, wow.
And since 17, so I guess it took her 13 years to become an airline pilot. Wow, that's a long time, but you know what? If you really want to fly, you put in that amount of time, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, you get to fly. So what can be so terrible to just keep flying in order to be able to fly bigger planes? Would you want that kind of responsibility? I guess if you're a very good pilot, you wouldn't mind it, right? You know, you'd be okay with them.
If that was my passion, I would do it. Yeah.
I saw a piece of news, though. There was some terrible turbulence on an airplane for like, what did they say? A few good minutes, like where drinks flew over. And I mean, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we got to run.
Another
show coming after us. Yeah. Stay tuned for Answers for the Family, a great show. The name speaks for it all. And we'll all see you here tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.